Welcome to the Big Dreams Great Teams podcast with me, your host, Paula Maidens. I'm a mum of two, a hiring and leadership coach, speaker, ex-corporate recruiter, and serial entrepreneur who is obsessed with teaching capable business owners just like you how to become graceful and powerful leaders surrounded by a team who perform like rock stars. On this podcast, we'll be talking about all things people, business, and leadership because big dreams need great teams. You simply cannot do it on your own. I'm excited to have you here. Let's dive in. Everybody wants an effective team, and nobody wants to spend their dollars on people who are ineffective, who are wasting time or taking the long road to get things done. So how do you know if your team are effective? If you aren't involved in all the little things that they're doing, there are a few signs and characteristics that you can look for, which will tell you if your team is certainly heading in the right direction to being as effective as they can be. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. So let's dive right in to the four characteristics of an effective team. Now, the first one is real responsibilities. And this is when your team holds and takes real responsibility for the job that you're asking them to do. This means that they think about the bigger picture. They think about what they need to do within it. They action what's asked of them, but they also action and see the things that haven't been specified. They face problems as they arise, and they problem solve, and they make decisions, and they truly share in almost the ownership of the results, of the outcomes for the things that they're doing. Now, examples when team members aren't holding responsibilities is when you feel like you need to do all the thinking. You're the one who thinks, okay, it's Sunday night and I need to list out all the things that need to get done, you know, this week, otherwise they won't get done. Or if something gets missed, you receive excuses as to why it didn't happen and why it's not someone else's fault that it didn't happen. So team not holding responsibility can also look like you getting peppered with all the little questions, which again feels like you're being asked to do all the thinking instead of them showing some initiative, doing the thinking, solving little problems, or even making suggestions as to what they think the answers to some of those questions should be. So a good way to, you know, pause and reflect, is my team holding real responsibility for their jobs? Is each individual on their team holding real responsibility for their jobs? Is to reflect on when you hop out of a meeting with them, either with an individual person or with the team as a whole. You know, ask yourself, do you feel energized with awesome? You know, we're on track. This is what's happening. And all this feels possible, you know, based on the conversation that you've just had. If that's the case, then it's likely people are taking responsibility, the thinking is being shared, you came together, you had a good discussion, and then you are going off on your way to do the things. But if when you end a call, you're feeling drained, like, you know, all you received was roadblocks and questions and things that you hadn't had time to think about or didn't seem like anybody else was thinking and people were just putting up objections to you, you know, and you feel energetically drained and frankly, like you need a nap, and because you've been forced to do even more thinking and all the responsibility is sitting squarely on your shoulders, then that's the opposite. People not taking and holding real responsibility for their jobs. Okay, so that's the first one. Team members holding real responsibility. The second characteristic is space. Effective teams work in a spacious way. That means that they're organized, they meet deadlines, and they work in advance of deadlines. It's not chaotic and reactive. It's not all about squeezing in and doing the bare minimum of what we can get done in what feels like never enough time. People aren't running out of time to get things done. They're working at the right pace needed, you know, to get the projects done, but also with the space to think. So the third sign is equal contribution. Now, this is when everyone has an important role in the scheme of things, you know, from the cleaner in the Pilates studio, for example, whose role is critical to making sure that, you know, clients don't feel dirt underneath their feet, right through to the marketing manager in that Pilates business who ensures that there's actually potential clients even knowing that a Pilates class is on so that they want to walk in the door, buy the Pilates class and do the class. You know, everybody's role is valued. Everybody's role is important and everyone is contributing and the team value each other. Now, this one does link closely to the first one, which is real responsibility. Because if we think of it as cogs in a wheel, if all the cogs in a wheel were different sizes, then when the wheel went around, it'd be a pretty bumpy ride, right? It'd be a pretty bumpy experience. So similarly, if we're thinking of equal contributions, if there's one cog that was massive, you know, that one person that's doing the majority of the things, then again, you know, one massive cog who did the most and a bunch of small cogs, you know, that wheel going round would be bumpy and it would be less efficient than all the cogs, you know, being equal, carrying the load, contributing equally, and again, sharing the outcome of the experience and the results. Now, the fourth sign or the fourth characteristic is an efficient and upbeat vibe. And this is a really interesting one, right? Team members who are contributing, who know their roles, who own their corner, who contribute, who work in a spacious way, they have this vibe about them. And it's a little bit hard to describe, but I'm going to try to. And perhaps the easiest way to talk about it is to talk about what the vibe is not. You know, and so it's not that low energy kind of vibe where people are whinging about how hard things are or what a battle it was to get X, Y, and Z done yesterday. Or it's not where people are constantly offering up excuses, you know, about why it was impossible to get X, Y, and Z done yesterday. And it's not that sort of environment or vibe where people are sitting back and saying nothing and letting other people do the talking and the thinking and hoping that somebody will just make the decisions and just tell them what to do and make their life easier so they can just not have to think too much and get on and do their jobs and then be able to close their computer and be done for the day. So let's talk about a meeting, for example. Like an efficient and upbeat vibe is where the people coming to the meeting come prepared with their thoughts and their, you know, their questions, not the small annoying questions, but the big questions that show that they've thought about what they need to do, what's coming up, what their role is in the project that, you know, is being discussed, where they've thought about the likely speed bumps that they're going to face, you know, when they need to execute, and they're planning and thinking through all of that in advance. And that's what they're bringing to the meeting. And again, linking into that spaciousness and responsibility characteristics, they're not leaving all the thinking to when it's time to do the job. And they're not leaving it till then and then hitting a wall and realizing that they can't do, which in turn often leads to a deadline being missed or some sort of reactive or chaotic way of working, when actually it was probably something that everyone should have thought about earlier, including them. And if they held responsibility, it would have been them. So again, thinking of that meeting example, an efficient and upbeat vibe isn't where you as the boss are just doing all the talking and handing out the tasks and the orders to everybody, because that's not efficient. You know, you could have done that. If that's the way you're running your meetings, you could do that in another way. You could send out, you know, the tasks or the allocating on an email or via a project management system before the meeting. So it's also, you know, if we think of this vibe that's efficient and upbeat, it's because when we come together and you have meetings, it's because they're valuable, they're beneficial to everybody because everybody's time is valued and all your meetings and communications are structured around what's efficient, what's effective, what's beneficial to everybody. And in turn, everybody feels upbeat about coming along because they know it's valuable to them. So they're the four signs or the four characteristics, which should give you a really good indication of if your team is operating in an efficient way. So I'd love to know how you went and how many of these you can confidently, you know, nod your head at when you think about each individual on your team and you think about your team as a whole. So we talked about real responsibility, so each individual holding real responsibility, the team operating in a spacious way, each person on the team contributing equally, and an upbeat and efficient vibe happening. So there's a good vibe in the team. Now, it's likely that you are unable to tick them all because these sorts of teams don't just automatically get created on their own. And that's okay, because the good news is that in all of this, all of it's within your control. And often it's only small shifts that are needed to totally change the way things feel and the way things are. Sometimes you will need to make big changes, and often those are big-ish changes to the way that you are operating as the leader of the team, because sometimes you need to change what you're doing and how you're showing up to get the real results that you desire and the way you want the team to show up. But I really want you to hear that the power to take your team from wherever it is now. So if you're unable to confidently go, yep, my team is showing all four of those characteristics of being as efficient as they can be, I want you to know that the power to take your team from wherever they are now, which for many of you, you know, I'm guessing that your team is operating in a way, well, for many of you, I know your team is operating in a way where you're carrying most of the responsibility, where you are the biggest contributor, and where the vibe can feel a little bit, say, sometimes lacking and maybe even draining on you. The power to take your team from wherever it is to where you want them to be, where they're truly efficient, where they're powerful, where they're a force that you're proud of, where you know that the dollars that you're spending are being well spent, it's 100% possible. And it doesn't mean firing everyone and starting again. Like, it's doing more with what you've got, and it's 100% possible. And like, thank goodness for that, right? Because nobody wants to start from scratch. Like, that's just, it's just not even an option for most established business owners. So I totally get it. But equally, I want you to hear and know that you don't need to accept the status quo if the status quo doesn't feel as effective as what you know in your heart it can be. So often, to get your team holding real responsibility, for example, you need to have a really good conversation with them about expectations, about what responsibility for their role actually looks like, you know, specifically, and get the clarity and give them the clarity around what decision making and permission they have to run with things, to problem solve, to do the things, and, like, you know, really define for somebody where their role sits, starts, and stops, so that they can actually, like, wrap their arms around with it and run with that responsibility. And to get your team operating with space, so the second characteristic that we talked about, it means you spending a bit of time understanding the time and the space and where it's currently going, and working out, well, is this a true capacity challenge, or is there a lack of skill? Are people trying to work it out as they go? Or are we just not planning well enough here in the business? And sometimes this can be a you thing. It may be the way you're operating. Maybe you're operating in a bit of a reactive, last minute, always getting the team to pivot kind of way. Or perhaps it's a them thing. And often it's a little bit of both. And the third characteristic I talked about, which was equal contribution, this really links in heavily with the clarity of responsibility and people really owning and holding that responsibility, and project planning. So by working on, like, the first two, you'll always have a positive, like, knock on to people contributing equally and the vibe that you'll see and feel within the business. And what's also beneficial about this is that working on your team and making them more efficient, more effective, more cohesive, it can only make things better for you and for them. But better for you, because you're already spending the money. You're already paying people to do the things. And if you can focus on what you're already doing better without spending any more, the only way is up. And this, dear listeners, is why I've created my brand new group mentoring program. It's to focus on this. It's to focus on doing better with what you're already doing, not doing more, not asking your team to do more, like, not trying to stretch the dollar further by, like, cracking the whip harder. It's like the opposite of that. It's like, how do we all work out how we can do what we're doing better. So it's more spacious, so it's more effective, so it feels easier, more organized for everybody. So it's not about asking people to do more. It's about doing what you're already doing better. And I think that's what's really exciting about, you know, this new program, Elevate. I'm so excited to share the information with you. It is a brand new group mentoring program. It's called Elevate, as I've said, and the doors officially open this coming Wednesday, the 17th of April. So it's like you're getting a sneaky peek in the back door here by being a podcast listener. So thank you for being a podcast listener. So if you're a little bit interested, then stay and listen for another couple of minutes, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So Elevate is a group mentoring experience where you get high-touch coaching and personalized guidance from me in a group environment surrounded by and supported by like-minded peers with similar-sized businesses facing the same challenges as you. So I've designed it specifically for established business owners who are looking almost for the trifecta of growth, profit, and balance. And they know that like working on this team piece, doing more with what you've got, is a key part to this puzzle. So it's a 3-month program. We're going to focus on elevating you, you know, to be the most graceful and powerful leadership version of yourself, on elevating your team through looking at better systems, better structures, and ultimately improving your confidence to be able to communicate well and get the results you want and desire and their performance so that they're producing and showing and stepping up and taking real responsibility and like being the people you want them to be. And the goal is to get you feeling really confident and really effective with your communication with them so that you can really easily identify and then iron out the niggles to really just elevate the team as much as you can in the shortest time period possible so that you can then shift your, you know, focus to growth, to ease, to efficiencies, to whatever it is that's relevant to the next stage of your business, and really just ramping up and looking at these four characteristics we've talked about today and going, well, how do I get the team taking real responsibility? Why does it not feel like there are equal contributors here? What's stopping us from operating in a more spacious way? And how do we ensure that there's a vibe within the team without me having to bring the vibe the whole time to team meetings, to everything? So the program's a combination of private coaching and live fortnightly group mentoring calls where you get to ask, learn, hear, and of course, see the behind the scenes of what's happening in other businesses, which is, you know, so powerful in itself. Plus, of course, we'll have some masterclasses with some relevant guests. And I'm so incredibly excited to be offering this brand new opportunity in a group format. And I know that the group's going to be one of those groups that gives you energy as opposed to, you know, drains anything from you. Because one of the things that a lot of my clients talk to me about is the fact that managing people can feel like having more children and managing more things, and it can be more weight to be bearing. And sometimes when we come into a group coaching environment, those environments can feel like that as well. So this is not going to be one of those. And it's going to be small, so a maximum of 10 people. So I'm super excited. If you're interested in learning more about Elevate, check out the links in the show notes below, or hit me up in the DMs or send me an email and just mention Elevate and we'll send you all the information. But I really hope that today's episode has given you some food for thought in relation to, you know, doing a quick little reflection and assessment of your team as to, are they being as efficient as they can be? Is my dollars that I'm spending on them, my hard-earned dollars that are going out the door being spent on your team, are they being put to the best use possible? And by reflecting on these four characteristics or signs that I've talked about, real responsibility, equal contributors, space, and a vibe, an upbeat and efficient vibe, is that what I'm seeing? And if not, why not? And some ideas as to what you can look for, and of course, an offer to come and learn more about the program if you would maybe like to work on this for the next 3 months with me and some other amazing humans. So that's it for today. I hope that's been a helpful episode. If you've got any questions about Elevate, if you want to see and hear more information, just reach out to me. And yeah, have a beautiful week. I'll be back here next week.